I was casually strolling LinkedIn today, right? And I came across this post of this young black woman who applied for a position at Chevron. She was given a referral by the VP, and when she applied, she still got rejected. Not only did they reject her, but they sent her a long email dissecting what she needs to do better in her resume. Now, if she was given a referral by the VP, all she should have been able to do is just apply and move forward, because apparently he's seen enough in her to think that she would be a great candidate and a great employee for the company. But because of an automated system, she got rejected. So I started strolling the comments to see the feedback on what people were saying, and somebody said something that stuck out to me. He said, "Today's job market is no longer about your skills and experience. It's strictly about who can craft the best resume. Because you can have all the experience, you can meet all the qualifications for a job, but if your resume does not have certain buzzwords or it's not to what that automated AI system wants, none of that matters." And unfortunately, that's where we are right now, today's job market. AI is really not even giving people an opportunity to be interviewed, to really show their value, their personality, and what they can bring to this company or this specific role. It's strictly about a piece of paper. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand how important a resume is. But you cannot tell me straight up that everybody has a shitty resume. Because that's why a lot of people are getting rejected. You know, I talk to people. You know what I'm saying? I talk to people about the job market, people that's actually looking for jobs, and I ask them about their experience, and we talk about it. And they're telling me some of the same stuff I'm experiencing, they're experiencing. So it's like, bro, everybody's not having shitty resumes. And what's even more crazy is when you use ChatGPT to tailor your resume to a specific job and create a cover letter, tell it to add certain buzzwords or whatever you need it to add, and you still get rejected. People can't feed their families. People are going through depression, and it sucks, but we can't give up. You know what I'm saying? We just can't give up. We just got to keep doing what we got to do. Trust me, I've been there plenty of times. We just got to keep going, keep pushing, keep revamping these resumes. Hopefully, something will happen where there'll be a shift where they notice that, hey, we need to get humans back into reviewing these resumes, because, you know what I'm saying? Because why, y'all ever notice a company will post a job, you look on it on LinkedIn, over 100 people have applied for it, and then 2-3 weeks later, that same job is reposted it again. And I'm saying to myself, well, maybe it's because the people that are actually qualified are not even given the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but that was a very interesting post. Because I've never seen no BS like that. That email they sent her was crazy.